Well, hello everyone. It is so good to be back. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this episode of the Legends Lovers podcast. It's been a long time. I think the last time I recorded an episode of this podcast was July of 2021, so just under 3 years ago. And so life has definitely changed a little bit. I started another podcast last year and haven't done anything with that, and I'm going into that. Going into a new season where I'm going to be working on podcasting more. Currently at college, I did college online last year and I worked and stuff, and now I'm actually out of college and I'm in a dorm and stuff like that. And so understanding my school schedule and stuff was tricky last semester, but I definitely wanted to get into it. And our podcast, or our college has a podcast room, and I was trying to get into that, but you need special access to it and it's more of an upperclassman thing. So I was like, why am I waiting? And so I went ahead and grabbed my gear and here we are. And I know I kind of just jumped into that, but if you haven't listened to the show before, my name is Nathan Tellison, and I'm just a little college guy, a 19-year-old college guy sitting here at a college, and I'm making podcasts about Star Wars. And then I have a couple other podcasts, two of which I've kind of retired unofficially. One is the Christian Rap Library, which that was a lot of fun to start, and I wouldn't mind going back into it, but that's not something that I'm passionate about. As far like I love listening to music, but to write to like actually invest in and research into and just spend time talking about Christian rap on a podcast, it's just not something that I'm looking at right now. For the time being, you never know, it might be something that I'm looking into. And then I'm a big hat collector. I currently have 107 archived hats in my collection. I've had more, but some of them were given away. And as I've gotten older, I've archived them, stored them, and things like that. And I wear a lot of hats, mostly, snapback, like baseball caps, stuff like that, flat bills, whatever. But fedora, cowboy hat here and there. And so I have a hat podcast called Hats Galore, and I actually have like an episode with 135 listens, which is crazy to me because I don't know 135 people that would listen to a podcast about new era hats and why I like them. It just I don't understand that. But there's a podcast out there. If you guys like new era hats, go ahead and check that out. And that was just something fun that I got to create. And that's something that I love. I love hats. I wear hats every day, pretty much, except for when we have stuff at school and church events and stuff like that. But yeah, I don't know. That's something I might look into, but I don't see a real future for, just because I don't know what you would talk about in the hat world. There are new era hats drops every week or something like that, but I don't see making a podcast on that. But anyways, and then my most recent podcast that I'm starting and I'm gonna get back into, I forgot my password, so I'm working on I contacted Google and stuff and getting that back opened up and getting back into that podcast is called the Searching for Truth podcast. And I'm a Christian, and I try not to shove that on or force my faith on anyone. And you'll hear me hint at it throughout whatever podcast, or because it's just part of it's why I'm going to school. But that podcast is not necessarily a Christian podcast, but it's a podcast where I get to talk about anything. And so me and my friend are gonna work on that, and it's my podcast, but I definitely want to have him on regularly. And maybe eventually we'll just do it together every week. And so that's Searching for Truth. So right now I started a series where we actually understand what is truth. We talk about like defining truth, and there's one episode up there, and then me and my friend are going to get back together. He's super busy. He works in a political group or something. I really don't know. It's really complicated. And so he's very busy in aligning schedules. And then last semester being my first semester on campus, out of school, out of state, was trying. And so that never really blew up, but we're definitely going to work on that. And that's something I'm very passionate about because we had to talk about all kinds of stuff, especially in the Christian realm, like how do Christians treat other people? How should they? What is Christians' role in government? Is there a role in government? Things like that. Those are just a few ideas. And so I love talking about controversial stuff. If you ever meet me, I'd love to have that conversation. I'd love to tell you what I think, and I'd love for you to tell me that I'm wrong. Like, I love that, and learning, and it's just something that I love. And so that brings me to my honestly, this is my heart, my favorite podcast, my first podcast right here. I just was looking at my analytics today, and I have over 1.2 thousand listens, which is just insane to think about. on my last episode, the Domino Squad number one, which I think for right now we're just gonna let that be a single episode. That is like 160 plays, which is crazy to me. And so that brings us to this episode. And I know that's a little recap, but just kind of like me. I'm here. I mean, if you want to know a little bit about me, from Georgia, I'm a third degree black belt. I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm a Christian. I'm going to a Bible college. But I just love, I love Star Wars. I love Marvel. I love video games. I love people. And so if you ever get a chance to talk to me, if you ever get a chance to call in, like, trust me, like, just because I say what I say and I think certain things, and however, it doesn't mean that I don't want to have conversation, and I'm open to everybody, and I want to make sure that I'm loving everybody. So yeah, so that brings me to the topic of this episode. And so you'll notice by the episode title that this is on Starkiller. And so I had a few project ideas before I stopped recording in the summer of 2021, and this is one of them. So I'm bringing it back up. It's a cool idea. I've seen a lot of videos recently from the actor for Starkiller, and kind of just his take on a lot of Star Wars stuff, not even just Starkiller, but Maul and things like that. And so we'll get into that. But just a little recap. This is obviously 3 years after my last episode. A lot has changed in the Star Wars world. A lot has changed. And it's kind of crazy to think about just where we were as Star Wars fans before 2022, 2023, 2024, and where we are now, what we're looking for. And even like where we were in 2015 compared to where we were in 2019, like that 4 year gap, a lot has changed for us. And so I'm definitely going to go over a lot of content and just review kind of the past couple of years as far as Star Wars. What has happened? What do I like? What did I enjoy? What did I not like and why? And I'm going to talk through that and just kind of recap the past couple of years and then what I'm looking forward in the future. And I listen to another podcast called Rebel Force Radio. It's probably the biggest Star Wars podcast in all of podcasting. So if you're listening to this podcast, you've probably heard of Rebel Force Radio. And they have a mantra where they say, just enjoy Star Wars. And I 100% am down with that. Like, be positive, find the things you like. Here's what you wish they didn't do. But at the end of the day, I'm a glass completely full guy. It's got half fat full of water and half full of air. And that's just kind of where I'm at. And so that's what I want to take into this. And so this is not the episode for that. I have a few episode ideas and projects in the works. I had a few ideas before I stopped recording in 2021. This is one of them. I got a few other out there. And so they're in the works. I've already done some research on some topics, got some ideas. And hopefully the podcast will be better just because of what I'm taking into them now. Just being older. I'm almost 20 years old. I had a full-time job at one point, and or basically full-time, and just my aspect and growth has been different, and I've changed since I last recorded an episode. So we're going into this new season of podcasting where hopefully I'll be uploading every week and just taking it to another level and doing more research, putting more effort into it, and got a lot of ideas to work with. So this is Starkiller, my episode on Starkiller. And if you're wondering who the heck is Starkiller, this is based on a video game. He's a character, main character of a video game called The Force Unleashed. And then there was a sequel, The Force Unleashed 2. And it's similar to a certain extent to the more recent Fallen Order game and or Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor that came out the past couple years. And those are great games. I have yet to play Jedi Survivor simply because I do not have an Xbox Series X or a PlayStation 5. I have a 1S, so just waiting for EA to make that conversion, which, as far as I can tell, they are working on, which I'm stoked for. And Fallen Order was amazing, but Fallen Order was from the perspective of a light side Jedi and after Order 66, and that was such a cool idea. I loved that game so much. And so Starkiller and The Force Unleashed is a completely different game in comparison to that that game. They're in the same genre, kind of, but it is from the perspective of a dark side apprentice. And if you guys are thinking, whoa, this sounds like fun, or at any point you're like, whoa, I don't want to know anymore, go ahead and pause, get the game. You can probably buy it at a used game store or like a second in Charles or something like that for pretty cheap. I think I bought mine for like $5. And you can play it and just come back later and listen to the episode. I don't like spoiling things, but y'all have also had like 10, 12 years to play this game. I don't know exactly when it was released. But basically, it follows the journey of a character named Galen Merrick. His father was, I believe his father was a Jedi. And Darth Vader was in the process of, they were in the process of invading Kashyyyk after Order 66. And Darth Vader found Galen Merrick and decided he's going to kill him and the Jedi that was protecting them. I don't know if he was his father. I can't tell you exactly from what I've found if that was his father. But he ended up, when he went to kill him, Galen Merrick ended up stealing Darth Vader's lightsaber. And Darth Vader decided to make him his apprentice. And so Force Unleashed 1 is more of Galen Merrick being Darth Vader's apprentice. And I think the second one, he was fighting back and he went on his own. And I believe he had a blue lightsaber. So I don't know if you could technically say that he was a lightsider, but he wasn't, you know, following the dark side. So this is kind of an overview of him. I know I did some quick facts or like cool little things about different characters. I talked about Ahsoka, you know, a lot of different things in the past. And so this is kind of in the vein of that. And so Galen Merrick is, and you might have heard me earlier say that there's an actor that played him. And if you don't know, there are actors for video game characters now. If you look at it, you can tell, like they do the voiceover, obviously, but then they look similar to the characters that they play sometimes, and they do motion capture and things like that. And so the actor for this is Sam Witwer. And so I think this was his first introduction into Star Wars. He was relatively new as far as in the Lucasfilm company. And if the name sounds familiar, it's because it is. He went on to play Darth Maul in the Clone Wars. He did the voiceover for that. And he also did the voiceover for Darth Maul in Solo. And then Ray Park obviously actually played Darth Maul like physically, but the voiceover was Sam Witwer, and he does an insane Darth Maul voice, like chills every time I watch it. I just love the way he does the voice. Whether or not the script or the character is exactly how I would have enjoyed it in the Clone Wars is a whole other thing, but the voice is just so good. Well, anyways, he also plays this, and if you've ever read or watched anything Sam Witwer, he is a Star Wars genius. The fact that he's not running Lucasfilm right now with Dave Filoni and Jon Favreau, like the three of them, I don't know what he's doing. I know he's an actor, he's not specifically Star Wars, but he just understands all kinds of stuff, and he's one of the very few people to out Star Wars nerd Dave Filoni, which is pretty cool. If you want to watch, you can look that up. He talks about that on YouTube and in an interview. And so he ended up doing the voiceover, and you could tell his face is obviously Galen Merrick or Starkiller's face. If you look it up on Wikipedia or online, or if you play the game. And so Galen Merrick is Starkiller. And I know I kind of went over it, but he was the apprentice of Darth Vader. And it's kind of, this was before the Inquisitor era. So he would be kind of basically an Inquisitor. He wasn't actually a Sith apprentice because the rule of two, but he was like, you know, Darth Vader's apprentice. And so he was actually, I'm sitting here looking it up, he was the son of two Jedi Knights, Kento and Mali Merrick, and he was born on the world of Kashyyyk, and he was actually born in the aftermath of the Clone Wars. So his mother died before Kashyyyk was invaded by the Empire, and then she was a part of Order 66, and then his father, obviously Kento, was killed by Darth Vader. And so the game, you'll notice he flashes from like little Galen Merrick to straight like old assassin Galen Merrick. If you want to know his age, he was born 19 years before the Battle of Yavin, or 19 BBY, and he died 2 years before the Battle of Yavin. So he was 17 when he died, which I think is crazy because he does not look 17. But anyways, So he was the Sith apprentice of Darth Vader, and he wasn't, you know, the rule of two actual Sith apprentice, but he was like, I guess Darth Maul could be considered this as well. He was a Sith assassin or Starkiller was his name or sign. Vader kept his existence a secret, and that's the difference between Starkiller and the Inquisitors, is that the Inquisitors were very much commissioned by Emperor Palpatine, and Galen Merrick was not. He was a secret from Palpatine. I'm sure Palpatine probably knew about it because, you know, Palpatine's Palpatine. But Darth Vader did hide him, or try to hide him, from Darth Sidious. And so he was basically, I guess, I know I mentioned this a few minutes ago, but he was basically an assassin. He was, Wikipedia says it really, really diplomatically here. It says, dispatched to deal with problematic individuals in the Empire. And so he did want to be or become a Dark Lord of the Sith. And he believed it was his destiny to overthrow Sidious with Vader. So I know Darth Vader, many times, I mean, you can see it in Empire Strikes Back, and then it's actually mirrored in Revenge of the Sith, which I think is so funny to think about, that, like, the scene where Darth Vader was telling Luke to join him, like, I am your father, we can rule the galaxy together. Because that movie came out first, Revenge of the Sith mirrors that. But if you look chronologically, Empire Strikes Back mirrors Revenge of the Sith. And so I just... you're going to, if you're listening to me on a podcast, you're going to have to become accustomed to rabbit holes and rebel trails. And that's what makes it fun. And so Darth Vader very much wanted to rule the galaxy on his own. He wanted to overthrow the Emperor, which is a common trait in Sith Lords. I know I've done stuff, content regarding Sith Lords, and go back and listen to that. But so this is not unsurprising that Darth Vader and Galen Merrick, Starkiller, we're going to, or attempting to overthrow Darth Sidious. It's not surprising at all that it was in the plan. And so he was actually ordered by Vader in the game, or in, I'm pretty sure he's Legends. He is referred to and stuff by creators, but he's not canon. And if you really want to know what canon is, it's basically everything that's on Disney Plus, not including all the vintage collection. So like the Genndy Tartakovsky, I can't say his last name, Clone Wars series. So it's like the 2003 2D Clone Wars series. That, and then like the Ewok films and stuff like that, that's not canon. But that's a, it's like a vintage collection. You'll notice that. And it's separated from the rest of the content on Disney Plus. But basically I just say canon, before shows and stuff for me was the films, and then it was Clone Wars, and now we have The Mandalorian and all that live action stuff, and then we have the animated things like Clone Wars and Rebels, and we know Rebels is canon simply because of how it connects to Ahsoka and other things like that. And Clone Wars obviously is canon just because Maul coming back later. Those are two connections where we can say that, okay, this is canon, even before the creators ever admit to saying it's canon, which they have. So this is Legends. And actually, that's the heart of what this podcast is called. It's Legends Lovers. I've collected over 30, 40 books of Legends and non-Legends Star Wars books. Majority of them Legends. I think I have like 8 non-Legends. And so I have the, you know, Republic Commando books. I have Darth Bane, the Rule of Two, those books, the Darth Revan book. A lot of Old Republic stuff, a lot of things. The Atlas, the Legends Atlas. Oh my goodness, that book is a gold mine. The Legacy of the Force series, it's a 9-book series. I'm currently on book 7. I'm working on that for a while, but just with life and the last year being really busy and working a full-time job and doing online college, it was just tricky to continue to podcast and read and stuff like that. But anyways, moving into this, now that we come into it with that mindset that this is actually Legends, it's not canon, it makes sense that, because Shaak-Ti, and I'll mention why I'm bringing her up, she's been killed like 3 or 4 different times by 3 or 4 different people in Legends. No one can really figure out who to kill her or how. I don't know if she was killed in Bad Batch or not, but I know there's a lot of, in the comics too, she's been killed by a couple people. So when this is brought up, that's what made me want to make sure that I clarified Legends, is because he was ordered by Vader to kill a few remaining Jedi, specifically Jedi Master Ram Koda, Kazdan Paradis, and Shaak Ti, and that's why I brought her up. And so he was always, completed his missions. He was prevailing and becoming more and more powerful. And then he was betrayed by Darth Vader after the Emperor confronted them. So the Emperor brought it up. Darth Vader was like, "All right, forget you." And so he was kind of surprised, and he actually remained Vader, loyal to Vader. And he began to create rebellions against the Galactic Empire, as a part of his Vader's plan to dispose of Sidious. But the mission was actually a ruse. And so he wasn't like, it wasn't like he was going for the rebellion, but it was more of taking down the Emperor so he can take over. And so he actually, you can tell he spent time with Bail Organa, Mon Mothma, and other people like that, to join him and create, work on the rebellion. And Vader actually ended up arresting the senators, and he left Merrick for dead. Like, he basically just was like, "Forget you," another tool to cast aside. And so that, I think, is more of the plot of the second game. We can see that. And they actually ended up cloning him multiple times. And so he was killed in a battle aboard the battle station, which I don't know exactly what that is. But here, one second, we're going to click on that and look at it. Battle station. Oh, okay. He was on the Death Star, apparently. And he was killed on the Death Star. I don't know if he was there during A New Hope, because that would be the Battle of Yavin. And so it would make sense that if he died 2 years before the Battle of Yavin, if he was on there when it exploded, but he was killed on the Death Star. But the senators were able to escape. And that's when he was executed. So yeah, and he was left for dead when they were captured, and then when the senators escaped, he was killed. And so the Alliance, because of that, and after that, the Alliance, or the Rebellion, the Rebel Alliance, oh my goodness, totally brain farted there. The Rebel Alliance was formed, and they ended up fighting the Empire. And so there's a lot of stuff in here, a lot of comics. And he had a special ship, and he did a lot of things, and it's a really cool story just to follow. And this is all on Wikipedia. And it's a cool game. The graphics are not what they are now. It's kind of funny to go back and play games like that and be like, "Crap, the graphics suck." But yeah, so that's basically his overview. He was cloned after he died a couple times, and there's a lot of stuff going on there, and which is kind of funny to think about if that was canon, because I know a big thing with Moff Gideon, and just a lot of things with Sidious, is trying to clone Force users, and that's a big plot of the final movie of the sequel trilogy, is Sidious couldn't find a host to hold a power, his power, and clone him. And I don't know, Galen Merrick was able to be cloned, and that's kind of interesting, and it's crazy how that canon doesn't line up now. But yeah, that's a rundown of him. I guess it's a general, it's not a very specific rundown. There's more detail there that I did not go into. But that's something that I think you should be encouraged to go. If this is something you really like, you're like, "Okay, this is a character I think is really cool, I want to look into," then go look into it. And if you have questions, or if you want me to dig into something, I love, like, even if you're like, "Okay, this guy is stupid," like, whatever, send in a message. I don't have an email. Just the email that I do have attached to this, there was a bug and got hacked into, and I'm surprised that I'm still able to upload. But call in. Like, there's actually a call-in function that you can just use to go ahead and send questions, that I can answer. And even if you have the answer, like, I just we actually had a call once about Force Lightning, and that was something that, like, I'm pretty sure that guy knew what he was talking about. But it gave way to a really good episode that had a lot of listens, and it was a lot of fun talking about stuff like that. And just to call in, it builds audience participation. And it honestly, if you're a fan of the show, which it's a small podcast, if you're a fan, if you enjoy listening to it, calling in or sending a message, which I'll get links up for that, and I'll kind of hopefully have an email where you guys can contact me. But if you guys want to call in, I would love that. And I'd be love to answer questions or just do research with someone. Or if you're interested in podcast, like coming onto the show and just having a conversation, I know I've done that with a guy and a friend of mine. He was like, hey, I called in, and then he wanted to be on the show. And I was like, what the heck? Why not? Let's talk. So yeah, just call in. It's really my big thing. I'd love for that. But more than that, just listening is so cool that I have 1.2 thousand listeners. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. To see a 1.2K on my analytics is just, it's mind blowing. So yeah, I'd love to, if you guys have any topic requests, put them in a call. I'd love to do that. But yeah, so if you guys, to wrap it up, there is more content coming out. I'm going to record in bulk today, and then I'm recording with, a friend of mine, hopefully either today or tomorrow or next week. And that episode will come out a Friday, a few weeks from now. But we're definitely pushing, I'm pushing stuff out. I'm going to have a few things pre-recorded, and they'll just upload weekly. And to give content for you guys, cause it's always fun to just have something new to listen to. And I actually just found a new podcast today, and it's like, this is a lot of fun to find a new podcast and start listening to stuff that I'm not used to and things like that. So, if the pod, or the audio platform that you're using allows you to leave a review or subscribe, that'd be awesome. For sure. Checking out those reviews, figuring out everything, getting back into the podcast game. I love it. Love it so much. So yeah, if just one request, if you could make the review good, positive, I'd love that. I'm a big guy. I really love it when people are like positively like, hey, this sucked, but here's what I liked, or here's what you could do better, or this wasn't great, but I enjoyed this part of it. Like knowing that, just positive feedback, positive criticism is just something that I enjoy. So if you do that for me, that'd be great. And yeah, hopefully I'll see you guys in the next episode. May the force be with you.